Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're challenging some conventional wisdom. Subtrades are pretty set in their ways about how things get built. They have their preferred suppliers. They expect materials to be packaged in a specific way. They have familiarity with a regular and repeatable process for installing materials. Any deviation from those tried and true methods is going to disrupt the normal flow. Sometimes, those changes are imposed by regulatory bodies. For example, some jurisdictions require firewalls in the structural elements to be made out of non-combustible materials. That means mixing in either masonry or steel with wood framing. Steel framing is inherently weak, and if your framing crew is used to wood framing, then assembling the steel framing is going to require a different team. More importantly, the interface between the steel and the rest of the wood structure has to be done in a very specific way so that the wood framing crew will know what to do with it. That means the edges of the steel framing need to be framed with an additional wood element so that the interface is a wood frame perimeter. The key to building cost effectively requires creativity. It means alternate sources of supply. Some materials can be purchased in lower cost geographies and shipped all over the world. The problem is some of these materials have not been tested or certified to US or Canadian standards. While building codes are international in nature, they're also highly localized. Many local jurisdictions point to the national codes and standards, but they often have the local regulations to supplement those standards that have to be met as well. Importing of products that are not certified has some risks. The most famous example is Chinese drywall. The Chinese drywall that we're talking about refers to an environmental health issue involving defective drywall that was manufactured in China, was imported to the United States and Canada, and used in a lot of residential construction between 2001 and 2009. It affected almost an estimated 100,000 homes in more than 20 states. In samples of this contaminated drywall, lab tests detected an off-gassing of volatile chemicals and sulfurous gases, including carbon disulfide and hydrogen sulfide. These emissions worsen as temperature and humidities rise, and it gives off a sulfuric or a rotten odor smell, and often causes copper surfaces to turn black and powdery. That's a chemical reaction, the result of hydrogen sulfide reacting with the copper. It's an early indication of contaminated drywall. Copper pipes, electrical wiring, air conditioning coils, they're all affected, as well as silver jewelry. Homeowners have reported health symptoms, including respiratory problems like asthma, chronic coughing and difficulty breathing, as well as chronic headaches and sinus issues. These events caused a backlash in the industry against importing products of all kinds that have not gone through a rigorous certification process. Now, we've been scouring the planet for high-quality materials that can reduce the cost of construction while still meeting the requirements of the building code and material certification standards. And here's what we found so far. We found numerous suppliers of ceramic tile in Turkey that are producing high-quality tile. Tiles that would cost the equivalent of $6 a square foot in North America are coming in below $1 a square foot. And the reason for this is largely exchange rate. Turkey's been experiencing hyperinflation as the government there has been spending money like drunken sailors. The result's been a devaluation of the currency, and local companies in Turkey produce high-quality materials that are well accepted all over Europe. Increasingly, these companies have also been supplying North American customers. And ceramic tile is one of those products that does not require certification. It's not structural, it's just a finish. We've also been exploring another supplier in mainland China that produces about 1.8 million kitchens a year. In addition to that, they produce about 700,000 closet wardrobe systems a year. We've inspected the quality of these cabinets, and the production in the factories is highly automated. The quality and the consistency is frankly higher than what we find here in North America at a fraction of the price. There's another supplier in mainland China that produces triple glazed aluminum frame windows for about the same price as a North American vinyl double glazed window. These windows have in fact been tested to U.S. standards at a lab in Seattle, and they've received U.S. certification, which, as we understand, is also accepted in Canada. These are just a few examples of the products we're sourcing from alternate supply channels that can further reduce the cost of construction. The beauty is that none of these products require special handling by the trades. It doesn't require any additional training or different processes for installation. When you look at the way North American suppliers price their products, we often find some of the accessory products priced at a premium. I'll give you a simple example. A bag of cement costs about $5, and after you've installed ceramic tile, what goes in the middle of those tile, that grout, is essentially cement, except it's colored. So Why does an equivalent size bag of cement, now colored with as grout, cost over $100? Adding a color pigment to the cement should not multiply the cost of the material by a factor of 20. Grout is a very high margin product. They get away with charging a lot because maybe you don't purchase that many bags, but overall, the cost of the grout in North America is still adding about 25 cents a square foot to the total cost of your ceramic floor or your wall tile. Value engineering is all about getting your costs under control and choosing high quality materials that ultimately save you cost in a project. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.